Listening. Part 1. For questions 111 to 123, you are going to hear 13 short conversations between two people. You will listen to the conversations twice. After each conversation, you are going to hear a question about it. Read the three possible answers on your sheet and fill in the letter of the correct answer on your answer sheet. Now you have 2 minutes to look at the questions. Now listen. Number 111.
Have you tried the new Italian restaurant downtown?
Not yet, but I heard the pasta is amazing.
It is. I recommend the seafood linguine.
I'll definitely try it this weekend.
What does the woman recommend? Number 111.
Have you tried the new Italian restaurant downtown?
Not yet, but I heard the pasta is amazing.
It is. I recommend the seafood linguine.
I'll definitely try it this weekend.
What does the woman recommend? Number 112.
How's your new job at the tech company?
It's challenging, but I'm learning a lot.
What do you do there?
I'm working on software development for healthcare applications.
That sounds interesting and fruitful.
What does the woman focus at work? Number 112.
How's your new job at the tech company?
It's challenging, but I'm learning a lot.
What do you do there?
I'm working on software development for healthcare applications.
That sounds interesting and fruitful.
What does the woman focus at work? Number 113.
Are you going to the conference this weekend?
Yes, I'm presenting my research on climate change.
That's impressive. What's your main concern?
The impact of global warming on Arctic wildlife.
I'm looking forward to your presentation.
What is the woman's main research focus? Number 113.
Are you going to the conference this weekend?
Yes, I'm presenting my research on climate change.
That's impressive. What's your main concern?
The impact of global warming on Arctic wildlife.
I'm looking forward to your presentation.
What is the woman's main research focus? Number Number 114.
Did you see the new art exhibit at the museum?
Yes, the modern art section was particularly fascinating.
I'm planning to visit it tomorrow.
Make sure to check out the interactive installations.
What did the woman find of interest? Number 114.
Did you see the new art exhibit at the museum?
Yes, the modern art section was particularly fascinating.
I'm planning to visit it tomorrow.
Make sure to check out the interactive installations.
What did the woman find of interest? Number 115.
How did your meeting with the client go?
It was productive. We finalized the contract.
That's great news. When do we start the project?
Next Monday. We need to prepare over the weekend.
What was the outcome of the meeting? Number 115.
How did your meeting with the client go?
It was productive. We finalized the contract.
That's great news. When do we start the project?
Next Monday. We need to prepare over the weekend.
What was the outcome of the meeting? Number 116.
Are you participating in the charity run next month?
Yes, I've been training for it.
How far will you run?
The 10K. It's my first time running that distance. I have tried 3K and 5K before, but not this.
Good luck. I'm sure you'll do well.
What distance is the woman going to run? Number 116.
Are you participating in the charity run next month?
Yes, I've been training for it.
How far will you run?
The 10K. It's my first time running that distance. I have tried 3K and 5K before, but not this.
Good luck. I'm sure you'll do well.
What distance is the woman going to run? Number 117.
Did you enjoy the concert last night?
It was incredible. The band played all my favorite songs.
I wish I could have been there.
You should come next time.
What did the man say about the concert? Number 117.
Did you enjoy the concert last night?
It was incredible. The band played all my favorite songs.
I wish I could have been there.
You should come next time.
What did the man say about the concert? Number 118.
Are you going to watch the football match tonight?
Definitely. I never miss a game.
Who's playing?
Our team against their biggest rivals.
It's going to be an exciting match then.
What does the man never miss? Number 118.
Are you going to watch the football match tonight?
Definitely. I never miss a game.
Who's playing?
Our team against their biggest rivals.
It's going to be an exciting match then.
What does the man never miss? Number 119.
How was your vacation?
It was amazing. We went hiking in the mountains.
That sounds refreshing.
Yes, and the view was breathtaking.
What did the man do on his vacation? Number 119.
How was your vacation?
It was amazing. We went hiking in the mountains.
That sounds refreshing.
Yes, and the view was breathtaking.
What did the man do on his vacation? Number 120.
Did you finish reading the book I lent you?
Yes, I couldn't put it down.
What did you think of the ending?
It was surprising and appropriate.
I'm glad you liked it.
What did the woman think of the book's ending? Number 120.
Did you finish reading the book I lent you?
Yes, I couldn't put it down.
What did you think of the ending?
It was surprising and appropriate.
I'm glad you liked it.
What did the woman think of the book's ending? Number 121.
Are you attending the workshop on digital marketing?
Yes, I need to be more competent in this area.
It's a great opportunity to learn from experts.
Exactly. That's why I signed up.
Why did the man sign up for the workshop? Number 121.
Are you attending the workshop on digital marketing?
Yes, I need to be more competent in this area.
It's a great opportunity to learn from experts.
Exactly. That's why I signed up.
Why did the man sign up for the workshop? Number 122.
Do you have anything for allergies? I'm feeling really congested.
Yes, these antihistamines should provide relief without causing drowsiness, so you won't feel sleepy during the day.
Great, thank you. I really appreciate your help.
What is the man's profession? Number 122.
Do you have anything for allergies? I'm feeling really congested.
Yes, these antihistamines should provide relief without causing drowsiness, so you won't feel sleepy during the day.
Great, thank you. I really appreciate your help.
What is the man's profession? Number 123.
Have you finished reviewing those reports yet?
Yes, they're all set.
Great. I'll incorporate your feedback and send them out by noon.
Perfect. Thanks.
Who are the speakers? Number 123.
Have you finished reviewing those reports yet?
Yes, they're all set.
Great. I'll incorporate your feedback and send them out by noon.
Perfect. Thanks.
Who are the speakers? Part 2. For questions 124 to 131, you will hear an interview twice. After you listen to the interview for the second time, you will hear 8 questions about it. Read the 4 possible answers on your sheet and fill in the letter of the best answer on your answer sheet. Now you have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have Dr. Emily Watson, an expert in renewable energy, with us. Welcome, Dr. Watson.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Watson, can you tell us about your recent research on solar energy?
Certainly. My team has been studying the efficiency of new solar panel materials that can significantly increase energy capture even on cloudy days.
That sounds revolutionary. How do these new materials work?
These materials can absorb a wider spectrum of sunlight and convert it into electricity more efficiently than traditional panels.
What are the potential impacts of this technology?
If widely adopted, it could drastically reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and lower greenhouse gas emissions.
What challenges do you foresee in implementing this technology on a large scale?
The main challenges are production costs and the need for significant infrastructure changes. However, with continued research and investment, these obstacles can be overcome.
How can the public contribute to the advancement of renewable energy?
Supporting policies that promote renewable energy, investing in renewable energy for their homes, and spreading awareness about the benefits are all crucial steps.
Thank you, Dr. Watson. Your insights are invaluable.
Thank you. It was a pleasure discussing this with you.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have Dr. Emily Watson, an expert in renewable energy, with us. Welcome, Dr. Watson.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Watson, can you tell us about your recent research on solar energy?
Certainly. My team has been studying the efficiency of new solar panel materials that can significantly increase energy capture even on cloudy days.
That sounds revolutionary. How do these new materials work?
These materials can absorb a wider spectrum of sunlight and convert it into electricity more efficiently than traditional panels.
What are the potential impacts of this technology?
If widely adopted, it could drastically reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and lower greenhouse gas emissions.
What challenges do you foresee in implementing this technology on a large scale?
The main challenges are production costs and the need for significant infrastructure changes. However, with continued research and investment, these obstacles can be overcome.
How can the public contribute to the advancement of renewable energy?
Supporting policies that promote renewable energy, investing in renewable energy for their homes, and spreading awareness about the benefits are all crucial steps.
Thank you, Dr. Watson. Your insights are invaluable.
Thank you. It was a pleasure discussing this with you.
Number 124. Who is Dr. Emily Watson? Number 125. What is the focus of Dr. Watson's recent research? Number 126. What is special about the new solar panel materials? Number 127. What is the potential impact of the new solar panel technology? Number 128. What is a major challenge in implementing the new solar panel technology? Number 129. How can the public help advance renewable energy according to Dr. Watson? Number 130. What is the main topic of the interview? Number 131. What is Dr. Watson's view on the future of renewable energy? Part 3. For questions 132 to 135, you are going to hear four short talks. You will listen to the talks twice. After each talk, you are going to hear a question about it. Read the four possible answers on your sheet and fill in the letter of the correct answer on your answer sheet. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now listen. Number 132.
Attention, please. Code Blue in room 312. All available medical personnel, please respond immediately to room 312. Also, we would like to remind all visitors that visiting hours will end in 30 minutes. If you need assistance or have any questions, please visit the information desk in the main lobby. Thank you for your cooperation.
Where is the announcement being made? Number 132.
Attention, please. Code Blue in room 312. All available medical personnel, please respond immediately to room 312. Also, we would like to remind all visitors that visiting hours will end in 30 minutes. If you need assistance or have any questions, please visit the information desk in the main lobby. Thank you for your cooperation.
Where is the announcement being made? Number 133.
You know, with our growing family and all the activities the kids are involved in, I've been thinking about how much easier things would be if we had a car. It would save us so much time and make weekend outings much more convenient. Plus, we could visit Grandma more often without relying on public transport. I really think it's worth considering.
What is the woman talking about? Number 133.
You know, with our growing family and all the activities the kids are involved in, I've been thinking about how much easier things would be if we had a car. It would save us so much time and make weekend outings much more convenient. Plus, we could visit Grandma more often without relying on public transport. I really think it's worth considering.
What is the woman talking about? Number 134.
Attention, guests. The parade will begin in 15 minutes on Main Street, so be sure to find a good spot to enjoy all the fun and excitement. Also, we have a special meet and greet with your favorite characters happening right now at the Fantasyland Pavilion. Don't miss your chance for a photo and an autograph. Thank you for visiting, and have a magical day.
Where is the announcement being made? Number 134.
Attention, guests. The parade will begin in 15 minutes on Main Street, so be sure to find a good spot to enjoy all the fun and excitement. Also, we have a special meet and greet with your favorite characters happening right now at the Fantasyland Pavilion. Don't miss your chance for a photo and an autograph. Thank you for visiting, and have a magical day.
Where is the announcement being made? Number 135.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. Every time we have a team meeting, it seems like Mark and Lisa are just waiting to reject my ideas. It's not even about the work anymore. It feels personal. I've tried talking to them one-on-one, hoping we could find some common ground, but nothing changes. They just nod and brush me off. And then, in the next meeting, it's back to the same old arguments.
What is the man's problem? Number 135.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. Every time we have a team meeting, it seems like Mark and Lisa are just waiting to reject my ideas. It's not even about the work anymore. It feels personal. I've tried talking to them one-on-one, hoping we could find some common ground, but nothing changes. They just nod and brush me off. And then, in the next meeting, it's back to the same old arguments.
What is the man's problem? This is the end of the exam.